na paban punya rasan vitaka akyana madhya adbhuta yoga nishta adhyay yananta charito papanna parikshitam bhagavata adhiramam. Translation by His Divine Grace, as said by the Bhagavad Swami Prabhupada. Thus, please narrate to us the narration of the Omnipotent, for they are purifying and supreme. They were spoken to Maharaja Parikshit, and they are very dear to the pure devotees, being full of bhakti yoga, performed by Srila Prabhupada. What was spoken to Maharaj Parikshit, and what is very dear to the pure devotees, is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is mainly full of the narrations of the activities of the Supreme Omnipotent. And therefore it is the science of bhakti yoga, or the devotional service of the Lord. Thus it is para, or supreme, because although it is enriched with all knowledge and religion, it is specifically enriched with the devotional service of the Lord. This is a small purport. We can read the next verse also. Śrutā uvāca aho vayam janama vṛto gyāśmā vṛdhāna vṛtyāpi viloma jātā vṛdhāna vṛto api viloma jātā. Dās pūryamān dhīti vidunā tisikrā. Dās pūryamān dhīti vidunā tisikrā. Mahattamānā abhidhāna yoga. Mahattamānā abhidhāna yoga. Translation. Śrī Śrutā Gosvāmī said, O God, although we are born in a mixed caste, we are still promoted in birthright simply by serving and following the great who are advanced in knowledge. Even by conversing with such great souls, one can without delay cleanse oneself of all disqualifications resulting from lower births. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Śrutā Gosvāmī did not take his birth in a Brahmana family. He was born in a family of mixed caste, or an uncultured low family. But because of higher association, like Śrī Śukadeva Gosvāmī and the great rishis of Naimisharanya, certainly the disqualification of inferior birth was washed off. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this principle in pursuance of the Vedic usages, and by his transcendental association, he elevated many low-born, or those disqualified by birth or action, to the status of devotional service, and established them in the position of acharyas, or authorities. He clearly stated that any man, whatever he may be, whether a brahmana or sudra by birth, or a householder or mendicant in the order of society, if he is conversant with the science of Krishna, he can be accepted as an acharya or guru, a spiritual master. Kiva vipra kiva nasi sutra kene noi যে নেতা কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব সেই গুরু হয়। Siddhartha Goswami learned the science of Krishna from great rishis and authorities like Sukadeva and Vyasadeva, and he was so qualified that even the sages of Naimisharanya eagerly wanted to hear from him the science of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he had the double association of great souls by hearing and preaching transcendental science, or the science of Krishna, has to be learned from the authorities. And when one preaches the science, he becomes still more qualified. So Sutta Goswami had both the advantages, and thus undoubtedly he was completely free from all the disqualifications of low birth and mental ailments. This verse definitely proves that Srila Sukadeva Goswami did not refuse to teach Sutta Goswami about the transcendental science, nor did the sages of Naimisharanya refuse to hear lessons from him because of his inferior birth. This means that thousands of years ago there was no bar to learning or preaching the transcendental science because of inferior birth. The rigidity of the so-called caste system in Hindu society became prominent within only 100 years or so, when the number of vichabandhus, or disqualified men, in the families of higher caste increased. Lord Sri Chaitanya revived the original Vedic system, and he elevated Thakur Haridasa to the position of Namacharya, or the authority in preaching the glories of the holy name of the Lord. Although His Holiness Srila Haridasa Thakur was pleased to appear in the family of Mohammedans, such is the power of pure devotees of the Lord. The Ganges water is accepted as pure, and one can become purified. Jai Gornitai, Jai Radha Pakistarati, Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Jai Guru Goranga, Jai Lalita Visakha, Jai Sanved Bhaktabrind. The Ganges water is accepted as pure, and one can become purified after taking a bath in the waters of the Ganges. But as far as the great devotees of the Lord are concerned, they can purify a degraded soul even by being seen by the lowborn. And what to speak of association? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to purify the whole atmosphere of the polluted world by sending qualified preachers all over the world. And it remains with the Indians to take up this task scientifically, and thus do the best kind of humanitarian work. The mental diseases of the present generation are more acute than bodily diseases. It is quite fit and proper to take up the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world without delay. Mahatmanam Abhidhana also means Dictionary of Great Devotees, or a book full of the words of great devotees. Such a dictionary of the words of great devotees and those of the Lord are in the Vedas and allied literatures, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Yakaraj Bhagavat Mahapuranam ki Nidai Gopimana. So that's in the Bhaktivedanta Swami's translation and purport to the first canto, 18th chapter, verses 17 and 18 of this wonderful book, Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam we're hearing today, this is para. It is transcendental literature. Why it's transcendental was explained because it's in connection with Krishna. Krishna is transcendental, he's supreme. So the literature that's connected to him is also supreme. When we hear the transcendental topics of the Lord, this purifies us. They take many baths in the Ganges to get purified. Where if one has association with a pure devotee, hearing the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get purified very quickly. Sutta Goswami, who's coming from a mixed birth, he was admitting that my birth is not ideal, not the highest, it's a mix. But somehow I got the mercy to serve the great souls, and thus by serving great souls one gets rid of any disqualification from a lower birth. I'm coming from the lowest birth. Vatsa. Yet somehow I can get association with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and serve His lotus feet. So there's hope even for fallen souls like me. This system today is still in India after so many years. There's still the discrimination going on because of caste in many parts here in northern India especially. Even our devotees, of course, when they get their daughters and sons married, most of them look for the caste. More than looking for, they may even be misbehaved people. But if they're the same caste, they think it's all right. They may be drunkards, they may be fallen. They're too bad, okay, maybe they don't accept. But we can see here what's most important is that people get purified. No harm if they're the same caste and purified, but the point is really that people can be fallen because of achar. Maybe their upbringing is not proper because of birth, but whoever they are, they can also be purified. It's not a permanent situation. They can get purified by the association with great souls. So using this formula, Srila Prabhupada went all over the world and gave his association, and he purified so many souls. Similarly here in India, so many souls who may have adopted, many people here are imitating the West, and they are adopting Western culture. Even though they're born in maybe a good family or born in India. In fact, if you go to a college or a school and you wear kunti mala or tilak, they ridicule you in many places. That you become sadhu ho gaya. Kya ho gaya? Sadhu ho gaya. They think that our Indian culture is something not very good. In the previous generation, when it was the British rule, then our forefathers, they used to be very proud of our Indian culture. That's why you had the Khadi movement, to wear indigenous cloth, to wear indigenous thing to prove that our culture is very good. We don't have to adopt the English culture. Now that we are a free country here, now they are adopting all their Western things, and they think living up their own culture. So in some respects, we were better off in the British rule, in the sense at that time, at least we were fighting to preserve our cultural identity. Where now they are fighting to give up their cultural identity, and many of them. They think that adopting the Western way is better. But Prabhupada, he had a totally different vision. More than just the mundane caste, or more than simply the, especially not the Western Kali influence society. What's really needed is the association with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Association. So he wanted that his devotees would become so pure that by their association, they can purify others. They should be so pure that if someone wants to do service to them, by doing that service, it should purify them. That means that they have to be, this one of the words here, Bhagavat Abhirama, very dear to the Lord. The pure devotees are very dear to the Lord, and those who are dear to the pure devotees, even they are dear to the Lord. They also mention in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says, I remain in the heart of my devotees, and my devotees remain in my heart. And the devotees are most dear to me, even the devotees of my devotees. We heard how Narad Muni, he was the son of a maidservant. And by serving the Bhakti Vedantas, he became Narada Muni. So what we want to promote here, so whatever you may be, even if someone is a Brahmana, that's Sattva, but to be a pure devotee is para, that's transcendental. That's even more than being a Brahmana. Vaishnava has the qualities of a Brahmana, plus pure devotion to Vishnu. So we're trying to encourage people to become pure devotees. However, we see a Sutta Goswami is very humble. It's not that he's proud that I'm born in a low birth or something, and now I'm pure. He's just presenting. If I have any qualification, it's because, not for birth or anything, it's because of the association of great souls. We have to always remain humble, especially if our qualification is only by association with the great souls. It will be more humble because if we act in a way against their instruction, we'll be totally disqualified. Already, the father of Sutta Goswami, Ramaharshana, who's also from a mixed situation birth, he failed to give proper respect to Lord Balaram. As a result, Balaram took the kusa grass and touched him and took away his life. Sometimes, when we were first preaching here in India, not so many Indian devotees are coming. Now, hardly there's any foreign devotees in India. Most of the devotees are Indian devotees. Few foreigners are there. But initially there was all foreigners, 90%. So at one point they didn't know why the Indians weren't coming. Probably they didn't know how to present the matter. It took some time. Language problem. We don't know exactly why. Initially, Prabhupada had such a great success in the West, but it took a little time to catch on in India, initially. Many people were coming, but then not so many were joining. So sometimes, someone Western devotee made some comment, and Prabhupada warned him, don't think that you have to be a machan to be a devotee. Don't think you have to be born in a low family in order to be a devotee. The brahmanas and others, they can easily become devotees. It's rather more difficult normally for the others to become devotees. But by special mercy you became devotee. But don't be proud about it. Be grateful. I know some of our Indian devotees, when they went to college, they even took off their Brahmin chant and threw it. Even though they had Rupa Nayan, they said, don't chant, why you should keep it, they threw it. So much they become away from the tradition. But then they came in contact with Krishna consciousness. And of course, then now they took all the samskaras again, and now they're practicing everything very carefully. Because they know the purpose behind it. What's happening is that people, they know about the tradition, but they don't know why we should do it. Why I should wear tilak. Why I should have a Brahmin thread or upanaya, this jagya pavitra. Why I should do all these things. This is just some mythology. This is some, like this, that they don't call even the Purana means itihasa. It's history. It's fact. What happened? But they're describing this mythology. Myth is something like a fiction, legend, not very reliable. This was also because of a conspiracy against Indians. When the British and the foreigners were here, they also brought the Christian missionaries. And one of the famous missionaries was Max Müller from Germany. And he wrote, now his letters are public domain, but before he was writing to his priest friends that I'm trying to convert the Hindus to Christianity. But these brahmanas are too tough. They have very good knowledge and you cannot defeat them. They have very good arguments. So my plan is I'm going to translate the Vedas myself into English, and I'll do it in such a way to undermine the faith of the people in their own culture. So he purposely gave a mistranslation where it should say itihas, it should say history, Purana history. He put myth. He didn't do it accidentally, knowingly did it. So why do you believe in your myth? And like that, he systematically, where it should say murti, should say worshipable deity, he put idol. Because in English, idol means a false. But of course, because Indians, they're just translating back into their own. They'll say idol, but they don't think it's a false. But in English, if you tell anybody I'm worshipping an idol, they think, oh, this is very bad. This is a false, imagined object you're worshipping. So it didn't have so much the effect he wanted, but a little bit. Still people kept their faith. But his intention was like that. So we are told by him, he wanted us to use the proper words. Worshipable deity. History. History of the Veda, not the mythology. Whenever I hear something in the talk, I get so angry. But they don't think anything about it, because this is what they've been trained, and this is a proper translation. Just like they say that we've come from, the Aryans are somewhere in Europe and migrated to India. The Prabhupada said, no, Aryans are from India, they migrated to Europe. But when Parshuram was killing the Kshatriyas, they then fled off and went to Europe. But they say, but we don't find any bones here in India of any of these, we find the bones in Europe. But why you won't find bones in India? Any reason why? Don't we burn the bodies here? Who keeps bones? So in India, with all the higher caste people, even in the Kurukshetra war, there was a massive cremation of all the bodies. So you're not going to find bones here, because there are all the, maybe you'll find some tribal people they bury, but all the upper caste people, Hindus are Sanatana Dharma, they burn the body. So you won't find the bone, you'll find ashes. So they're just trying to retrace the history according to bones. We're tracing history according to the Vedas. Vedas are also historical books written thousands of years ago, of history dating back thousands and millions of years before. And especially the Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us about the history and relationship to Krishna. So we want to instill upon the Indian people that they have a very great, they have the greatest culture, especially the spiritual culture about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only should they be proud of it, they should practice it, and they know about it, they should preach it. They should take it to foreign countries and spread the knowledge. Prabhupada wrote this first canto before going to the West. He already had that vision. Later he said the same thing when he was translating Chaitanya Charitamrita, this one verse. Bharata bhumite manushya hailo jar janma shatjaka kori goro poro ubukar. Those who are born in Bharatvarsha, as a human being, see, they are very fortunate. Because they have all this Vedic culture, all this spiritual knowledge is accessible to them easily. They should learn this science. Janmashatraka kori. They should make their life perfect. Koroporu pukar. They should help others. So maybe not everybody can travel around the world and spread the message, but some Indians should do that. Like His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, he's actively preaching in Russia, in America, Central Asia, and so many places, spreading the message. In fact, I joined Hare Krishna course with him. We were bhaktas together in Montreal. He was executive that time from the congregation coming, and I was the young Bhakta Brahmachari. He had come from India working for some big multinational corporation. Then Prabhupada, we were together, Prabhupada was giving, at that time Prabhupada gave him service to give money for Mayapur Vrindavan Trust. Today we're having Mayapur Vrindavan Trust meeting. I think he was one of the first trustees named by Prabhupada. He said that time because he was Vihastha, so you can give money for my airport in Vrindavan development. But later, of course, his marriage didn't work, so he became sannyasi and then came back to India, and then Prabhupada again sent him to Russia and other places. So, big history. Some of our grihasthas are going to Vanaprastha. They could also go and preach in the West. Even now, husband and wife team can preach. So many ladies want to learn also from the senior Vaishnavis. But apart from that, we're trying to encourage everyone, just like Lord Chaitanya also when he was visiting South India, he went to one place called Kurmadesh. This year I took safari into Andhra Pradesh and for the first time I went to the Kurmakshetra and saw the temple there. It's a very ancient temple. In fact, they say that it's the only Kurma temple in India. Have you ever heard of any other Kurma temple? Didn't hear, so I couldn't deny it. And first they thought it was the Shiva Linga, and 1,000 years ago Ramanujacharya revealed that this is a Kurma. In a dream, Vishnu came and said, I'm not Shiva, I'm Kurma, I'm Vishnu. And he showed how his legs and head, so it's a Kurma. It's a Kurma who carries a mountain on his back and was being the Samudra Mandan, the churning of the ocean Leela was happening. So that many pastimes happen. There's one by Kunta, Vasudeva. There's different deities there from very ancient time. Sampunna done by Sudarshan Chakra. So this Kurma Dev is said, this Kurma Dev is very merciful. He takes away Purva Jana Kalush. Any previous lifetime kalanka or difficulty or something, he takes it away. So the devotees heard that they all bought one Kurma Yantra to get rid of their previous birth problems. Anyway, in this sacred place, when Lord Chaitanya was there, he was staying with one Brahmin family, so that Brahmin, before Lord Chaitanya left, he told him that, you see, I'm a Brahmana, I got a rich Brahmana, I have a big house, I have property, I have wife, children, cows, I have money, I have so good position in society, but I'm not feeling happy. So I want to leave it all and join you. But then Lord Chaitanya chastised him, don't speak like that again. I never want to hear these words from your mouth again. You are speaking like you want to become a monkey, Markata Vairagi, monkey renunciate. What is this renunciation? You're not happy doing your material duties, so you want to give it up. That's even irreligious. You're not happy because you're not Krishna conscious, that's why you're not happy. If you're Krishna conscious and you preach Krishna consciousness to the people you meet, you become happy. So I give you this order, Jari Dako, Jari Krishna, Jari Dako, Jari Ko, Krishna Upadesh, Amaraki Guru Vaya Charoi Desh. You tell everybody the message of Krishna, you deliver your country here, and you become a guru by telling everybody about Krishna. So this principle was taught by Lord Chaitanya, whether someone was a Brahmin or whether they were Jagai Madai, he delivered everybody and told them to chant Hare Krishna. So now we have these big cities, like Delhi is such a city. How many millions of people are in Delhi? 13. 15 million, mega city. And the GDC for some cities, some countries in South America, like Ecuador, has 8 million people. The whole country has half the population of Delhi. And then one lady is here from Chile. What's the population of Chile? 7. I thought it was 11. Any 7 or 11? Also less than Delhi. This whole country of Chile. Santiago, so in some of these countries are also having few centers, 4 or 5 temples. This also now in Delhi, we all have many temples coming up. We have, of course, old temples here, Punjabi Bhat. Then now some other ones, Pan Shil. Then some suburban areas. So like that. Big scope, apart from that, even all these centers cannot pop up. We need also that the devotees should do many house programs. Prabhupada wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport that grihasthas should have Bhagavad Gita class, Srimad Bhagavatam class in their house. Occasionally they should invite people over and they should have such class. We organized this program also, like house program, Ramahatta, Bhakti Viksha groups, study groups. The people should regularly study, read here the Srimad Bhagavatam. We need to double the number of devotees every year. This is very important. Every devotee should try to make at least one other devotee. Actually, you should try to make 5. But at least one. So you see, Sundar Goswami, he learned, got the knowledge from these great souls, what he did with it. Then he also gave it to others. That we should get the knowledge and we sleep on it. We get the knowledge, we should give it to others. And when you give it, you understand it better. Because you have to think how to present it, how to read a few times. You have to get a very clear way to present it, and also in such a way that a person can understand it. So this messenger was saying, we must also become teachers. This is one of the important messages here. Mahattamanam Abhidhana Yoga. Should be explained to others. These are the words of the great devotees. We hear this and then we give these words to others. So like that, Lord Chaitanya, he was making, empowering so many people. People were coming to Prabhupada and asking, Prabhupada, we are very grateful for what you've given to us. What can we do for you? How many of you want to please Prabhupada? Anybody here feel grateful to Prabhupada? How many feel grateful? So he said, I want you to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And I want you to give this message to others and make others happy. Krishna conscious movement is Goshtiananda. Goshtiananda. We are trying to increase the Goshti, the number of devotees. Actually, temple like Delhi, Sunday morning, this is not good enough. Should be packed up, no room, people sitting and outside with speaker overflow. Not bad, okay, there's a good assembly here, but should, I was just in the Middle East, and for our Friday night program, Friday is their holiday, there were more devotees in this. Packed up, even for our morning program. The hall was too small. Only one legal hall you can have a program, one or two. The hall was overflow. Because they started this program, systematic study groups, following a module, how to bring the people into the clear understanding of what is Bhakti Yoga. Where they're within their Bhakti Viksha group, they became more systematic, and they systematically are studying a curriculum for 1 year. This is, since they did that, their number has doubled very quickly. They're willing to share their secrets. But we have in Penang, Malaysia, they also do Sunday program for the congregation. They do Mangal Arati and morning program, ending up at noon. So they say that their temple also packed up by 7 o'clock. Because they get all the congregation. I went to one house last night. The parents wanted to come, but the children, they said only we get Sunday off, so they want to sleep late. To take advantage of the vacation. But people should want to take advantage that this is my day off. Today I can go to Mangal Arati. Once a week I can come to Mangala, once a week I can go to Bhagavatam class. Other days I have to go to work. I have to go to school. But this is the day I can go for the class. I can come for the Deity Darshan, Guru Puja, Prabhupada. Only this day in the week I can go. Such culture we should create, right? Amongst congregations. But they should be taking advantage. We built here, I don't know how many, hundreds, 100 crore, now it's maybe worth, and we might not have spent that much. Such a wonderful temple. Not only for the tourists to come and see it, but how to get the maximum use by the congregation. Afternoons, tourists will come. Morning time, the devotees should come. Especially on Sunday. Especially all the families that are initiated. Last time there was a packed program at Punjabi Park. Evening time everybody comes. And also morning time is good, at least for the daily greeting. You stay up late like we said last night, it's difficult. That's a great opportunity. So anyway, somehow or another, everybody in the room, the nectar, is in preaching. Telling others about Krishna. And the more that one knows, of course we should be really careful when we tell people that it should always represent the Sadhu Sastra Guru. If we say things which are materialistic, if we say things which are not according to Shastra, it won't have the same effect. We won't change the people's hearts. We want to become empowered, like Sutta Goswami, whatever he said, it will change the people's hearts. Narada Muni, whatever he spoke, it changed people's hearts. Prabhupada, whatever he spoke, following in the footsteps of these great acharyas, it changed so many people's hearts. So we want whatever you all speak, it should change people's hearts. If you repeat the message as it's given, message of these great devotees, it will change people's hearts. I was explaining last night in Punjabi Bhag, but doesn't seem that anybody here from Punjabi Bhag? Manu. So I was explaining that this coming month, this month of Vaishakh, depending if you start by the Pratipad, then it's not come, but if you start by the just the Samajik, then it's already started. And in this month of Vaishakh, according to Shastra, this is, in some places, Puranas is the most powerful. Some places it says Damodar is the most powerful. But basically, since Damodar is the dearest, but then Vaishakh also has similar potency. Damodar is more exclusively for Krishna consciousness, and Vaishakh is for any kind of punya karma, including Krishna consciousness. You get 100 times the benefit. So it's a very good, this is bonus month. And especially this year also there's going to be the Purushottama, which is like 1,000 times for spiritual life. For material things they're not good, but for spiritual things very good. So when we get these months this year, it's very good to encourage the people to take up their Krishna consciousness and practice. It's a good month, just like coming Akshaya Tritiya. When Chandan Yatra begins, any donation you give on that month, it's Akshaya. It's indestructible. I didn't know about it, but some of the donors, they knew about it. I was coming back from a teaching program on Akshaya Tritiya, and there were some Indian life members waiting in the guest house in Mayapur up to 11 o'clock. Then I said, oh, we waited up so late, why? No, today is Akshaya Tritiya, want to give you a donation. Because we know it will last forever. So there, we want to pay you, get your darshan today. So many know, but this whole month you get special bonus. It is a good month for people to do vrata. If they're doing 2 malas, then they do 4. If they're doing 4, do 8. If they're doing 8, do 16. Of course, if somebody is already doing 16 and doing all the practices, Prabhupada said they're getting benefit all the 12 months, no problem. This is especially good for the new customer. Like some shop is having sale, 50% rebate. That's not for attracting the regular customer. Already regular customer, regular. They're coming anyway. That's to get the new people here. Go buy 50%. Okay, let's go. Maybe. Otherwise, we won't go there. So like that, this is a month again. Our little bit new people, little bit lazy people, they're not putting out the full energy in their Krishna consciousness. You tell, look, if you're getting 100 times benefit this month, go for it. Do something. Okay, then. 100 times. I mean, that means, like, how much it costs to buy one of these nice cars. Well, now there's so many nice cars in India. 10 lakhs, you get a really good car. So if you get 100 times discount, that means how much? 10 lakhs become 1 lakh, become 10,000. For 10,000 rupees, you'd like to get such a car? How many would buy? Less than a 2-wheeler. So like that, you're getting such a bonus. So this month, if you're not doing already max, if you're doing fully, okay, no problem. You want to drink. You don't have to increase. But if you're not doing fully, this is a month to turn up the gears. In Padma Purana, there's so many Mahatmyas for Vaishakha. And so I don't know, maybe there's no time to tell. I could tell one Mahatmya, but it's already 1914. So this, I was in Vrindavan, Prabhupada told one disciple to translate Padma and Vishnu Purana. He said it's also useful for the Vaishnavas. So sometime I was reading Padma Purana. But it tells the glories of all the holy days and holy places, holy practices. Gopi Chandan, why we wear it. Very interesting. Why chanting the name of Krishna and Ram is so great. Tells a story like Ashamils in the Bhagavat, Padma Purana, the story of prostitute who chants Ramnam, and she got delivered. Our lady got delivered at time of death by chanting name of Ram. So there are a lot of interesting examples there also. So here, so Sutta Goswami, he's starting the Yajna now. And he's humbling himself. I'm from a low birth, but only I got the blessing of association of my guru and great devotees. Their association is so powerful, it can take away any disqualification of that birth. So we have this faith. The power of the Krishna Nam, power of the Sadhu Sangha, is so great, it can change. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Koi. You know, little association can change someone. So you all also become sadhus, even as Grihastha sadhus, or Brahmachari sadhus, whatever you are. You don't have to change your ashram, but be pure devotees. And change others by giving good association. And this way, have so many devotees that this will again become Indra Prastha. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes?
You said that by this deadly knowledge, we should also endeavor to pass on the knowledge or keep it to ourselves. Now, at the starting stage,
we can take a good example here from Sutta Goswami. He gave all the credit to his guru and his Sashiksha gurus, their association. To always remember, it's not our, we had no credit. What we did, we somehow got the blessings, we got the mercy. There's no reason to be proud. If somebody loans you money, you can't be proud of that. Only thing, you're using it properly. Now you're trying to use it properly. But if there's any credit, it goes to those who gave you that purification. So we should always remind ourselves, we're getting the mercy. We got whatever mercy we're trying to pass it on. Nothing that we should be proud about. We should be proud of how great our gurus are, that we can be proud, but not proud that I should be proud that I am so great. We are trying to be beneath them, saying that this is a transparent medium of their mercy. And that is the real greatness. In the Vaishnava Ki, one book written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one poem I wrote and made into a book giving an explanation. He explained how in spiritual life, if you want, you can read that book and you'll see he systematically smashed the mind. That the mind is so eager to get respect and recognition. So he blasted his mind. He said, what? Your mundane pratishtha, your mundane recognition and pride and fame is like the stool of a pig, like a swine excrement. Even the swine is eating stool. So their stool is a refined stool. Stool of stool. He said, your pride is like this. You should simply always be giving all the credit to the guru, to the previous acharya, be a humble servant. In being a pure Vaishnava, that is the greatest pratishtha. We are glorifying Sutta Goswami today not because he was a proud guy. We are glorifying him after 5,000 years because he was humble. But in this material world, now election is going on. So many people, they have to tell, I did so many wonderful things. But in India, of course, they say, I'm your servant. Give me your ashirvad in form of vote so I can serve you more. They say like that. But pride, very hard for them to get over the pride. So we're associating with such people here. It's very dangerous. That vibration can rub off. We have to be careful. We want to remain humble. We want to have the Vaishnava qualities. Because of that, then someone actually gets famous. As you say, you preach to people, they glorify you. Oh, thank you, you're wonderful. That's another danger. Then we can again get proud because we can make them, but we should remain humble. Knowing that whatever this fame is coming, that's simply blessing of Krishna. That fame, there's no problem with that. If we remember, always it's from Krishna. We don't take the credit ourselves, we take it as Krishna's. But I'm just trying, what am I doing? I'm just trying to give the message of Krishna. And for that, people are appreciating. So they're appreciating Krishna. So that's why the Vaishnava, we have to train this culture of humility. We want to facilitate others, we don't want to control others, we don't want to be glorified by others. If they glorify because we are serving Guru and Krishna, so we pass that on to Krishna, this really meant for you. Guru Dev, this is meant for you. Without your blessing, nobody is going to glorify me today. So we pass it on. We have to learn just like a duck and a swan lets the water roll off the back. That such praise has to roll off our back. But if we become hungry for that, then if we don't get it, we'll be unhappy. We'll get angry. Why you're not giving me praise? Why you're not recognizing me? Why you're not glorifying me? And then we'll become like the materialist. One, there's a very interesting word here. I don't know if you caught it. Just one little word. Actually, every time you read the Bhagavatam, I don't know if I can find it. So. Yeah, here it is. So Sutta Goswami had both the advantages, and undoubtedly he was completely freed from all disqualification of low birth and mental agonies. So I just caught me this word, mental agonies. I didn't notice it before. You notice things. Because materialistic consciousness produces mental agony. We're proud of what we're doing. Someone doesn't give proper respect, we get mental agony. Why they don't recognize me? Why they don't treat me right? Why they are mistreating me? This leads us to become angry. And from anger we do wrong things. And when we do the wrong thing, then we have bigger problems.